What's up? It's your brother, your cousin, your uncle, your nephew, your friend, but it can't be your son. It's your kinfolk, William Jewell. Giving you my detail as I articulate. This is articulating rap. Yes, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your support. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below and turn all the notifications on so you can get all the new content, all the new videos when I post them. I just came here to articulate and give you my detail from a close up and far away perspective, microscopic and telescopic viewpoint. Right, man, it's just been another week and I just haven't been able to get the clips out. It's been another week. I haven't been able to get the clips out on Instagram. I haven't been able to do the short videos on YouTube. And there's no excuse. Right? There's no excuse. It can be done. It can be done if I'm intentional about what I'm doing. It could be done. But it's just really just trying to get back on the horse and get back going. I won't say I got a true fan base, but the people that know what I'm doing and know I'm committed to doing what I'm doing are expecting things out of me. And I have to follow through with that expectation because I just haven't been delivering from that perspective. But I'm still doing what I love. I'm still doing what I like. I'm still having a creative outlet that I can express myself and just get my thoughts out and just be who I am. And, you know, just thinking about being creative, being expressive. You know, I'm still thinking about D'Angelo. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, when I recorded the video about D'Angelo, that was like on a Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. He passed. A news that he had passed came out, I believe, on Tuesday. So it's just kind of like I've been, you know, having a heavy heart about it because I didn't realize how much I loved his music like that. I really didn't. Like, I know when he was alive, I feel like I took it for granted. But then when he died, I just understood, like, D'Angelo was really like an icon, a legacy act of mine that I truly looked up to and truly revered. And I just loved his music. And so just to deal with it and understand how young he was, 51, like, come on, man. Pancreatic cancer, man. Come on, man. It's different, you know, when you get in them 30s, I'm starting to get into those late 30s, and 51, that's going to be 15 years away from me, right? My son is just 5 years old right now. You know, if I get 51, he's going to be 20 years old. Like, you know, it really humanizes me and makes me think about, like, longevity and really, like, assess the time that we got here. So, man, D'Angelo, RIP. Shout out to him because, you know, I'm gonna keep showing him love on this channel because I feel like he was that great of a musician. He was that great as a voice. He was that great, you know, as a man, and just like learning more about his story, like deep diving into kind of like, you know, certain areas in his career of why he was absent and what was going on. It really like intrigued me, really like raised some antennas, raised some eyebrows, and kind of just, you know, made me like look at him even more differently and just made me appreciate him even more. Right? And somebody that I didn't appreciate until now somebody that I didn't appreciate their music was Bia. Right? Bianca, the album. A lot of people talked about that album. And I mean, like, come on now. This is Articulating Rap. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the rap albums like we can talk about the rap albums. Like, whether it's a female, whether it's a male, whether it's somebody that's very known or somebody that's unknown. We're going to dissect it. We're going to talk about it and we're going to, like, get our thoughts out. And, I mean, this is not a true review, but this is more of a reaction. Just understanding, like, to truly review music, you got to give it more than three spins. And you got to be motivated to listen to it three times. You know, with all the other new music and stuff like that. So, I mean, just listening to her, like, and to be honest, for the first time, like, I was captivated. I was in awe. I was appreciative of what she brought to the table. Like, lyricists, different flows, different cadence, paying homage to the legends. I felt like she showcased it all with Bia. I feel like she got songs. She got hits. Like, for somebody that Cardi B had a lot to say about, like, I feel like Bia, her music is definitely more digestible because she don't got that thick-ass Latin accent, right? And just her ability to sing reminds me of Nicki. And it's even on a better level. Like, we talk about Dolce, we talk about Doja Cat. Like, I feel like Bia is on that level as far as crossover appeal, you know, with her musicality, you know, being able to sing and being able to rap and just being able to write the music. So, I mean, the production was good. The lyrics was good. I just feel like it was a showcase of what she could do, skill set, ability wise. There was no dissing of Cardi B. It was just music, good music, and just trying to get, you know, her style, her music out there. And I think, like, that's what I appreciated most out of Bianca. Like, I'm not really a big fan of women rap like that because, as y'all know, I say women rap is very feminine. Right? And sometimes when music is not, you know, listenable to both genders consistently, like if it's not enjoyable, if I can't rap that verse like a man and be confident in rapping that verse, if I gotta feel like I gotta be a woman to rap that verse, like, that's the separation, right? And I think Bia was able to, you know, keep that separation non-existent. I believe she was able to bring both men and women together and to her music and be able to enjoy it. So that's one thing about Bia. That's one thing about Tierra Whack. That's one thing about Dolce. That's one thing about Rhapsody that I appreciate with their music, because men can enjoy it. Men can rap the bars as if they're, you know, men and not feel sissified, not feel feminine about it. Right. So, man, I appreciate Bia. Right. I appreciate Bia. It's a lot of other things going on in hip hop. Not a lot of music takes to really make. But one thing I would say is I'm aware and I'm on alert for the new Wale album. Everything is a lot. Everything is a lot. Wale. Just Mirror on the Bends, just everything he's been doing, like, So it's scheduled to come out November the 14th, 2025. So everything he's been doing has really, like, caught my ear. It's like everything he's been doing, everything he's been touching is gold. Like, Wale, he's not Big Sean, right? I feel like Wale is kind of separating himself from Big Sean. We knew it was a big three, J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick, right? And then we say Future, we say Nicki could be the four or five, but Wale is making it his case. Wale is rapping his ass off. Wale is delivering everything from a lyrical standpoint to a song-making standpoint. Like, he's just giving us a little bit of everything. And just even from the Lucy's that he released, from Blanco to the freestyles to Mirror on the Benz, like, Wale is really taking control of his destiny and really capturing the time that he has to make. Like, he appeared on podcasts. He appeared on certain shows, did certain interviews. But to have a body of work ready to go and just what he's released so far, for it to be special as it was, and we know when things are structured into the album, like, standpoint, like, they sound better. So even though the singles sounded good by their own, I'm hoping they sound even much more better, like, collectively. I'm hoping that this album is cohesive. The sounds, everything he's rapping about, everything he's doing, it seems like it's cohesive. Somebody dropped a track list. He denied that was a track list. I think it was XXL. I'm not sure. He denied that was the track list. And they said, hey, we just releasing what your publicist told us. And I feel like that's even a little bit more of the rollout. But with everything that's going on in hip-hop, with Drake, with the lawsuit being dismissed, with D'Angelo going on, just with other things going on, I think it's kind of overshadowed a little bit of what Wale is bringing to the table. And I think he's deserving of our attention as far as the hip-hop goes, as far as music goes. And I really liked the last album, so I know, like, this album will be able to do that for me. So I feel like bodies of work, when we talk about albums, I think we gotta put Wale in that top five, at least six, right behind Future and Nicki. And to be honest, like I said, I love Nicki, but I prefer men rapping because I can just relate to them more. And there's no bias towards female music. It's just, you know, the understanding of what resonates with me and what may resonate with others. And when I break it down in totality, like, these are universal songs that Wale is making. These are universal songs. So, shout out to Wale. Shout out to Bia. R.I.P. D'Angelo. Like, it's some things to talk about, but there's really nothing going on in hip-hop. There's some things that we can talk about, but I don't know, like, if it's really even necessary. Like, I don't know if it's really even worth it to dig it up, right? Because it's just messy. It's messiness. It's not concerning the music. And if it's not concerning the music, I feel like sometimes I don't even want to touch on it. I don't even want to talk about it. right? Because people, they not going to pay attention to you long. If it's a subject or if it's a topic I feel very passionate about, yes, we'll discuss it. But if it's something I feel like it really has no true meaning to me, and what I go through on a daily basis, and what I listen to, and you know, all those things, I feel like is not worthy. We know what Kendrick is doing overseas, in South America. We know what president he set with the GNX tour. Rumors of a deluxe coming. We don't know. We don't know about the fall off with J. Cole. Is he coming? Is he not? But ultimately, like, you just got to kind of gear up, right, for this last half, this last quarter of music. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. So if it's something that I really feel like I need to express or get my thoughts off about, I'll let y'all know. But at the end of the day, like, I want to keep it music. I don't want to get into the mess. I hate to get into the personal business. I feel like I'm learning as I do this podcast to keep it about the music. Because I want to be able to meet these artists one day. And I don't want them to feel a way about what I said about their personal life or just a spur of the moment reaction. I wanted to keep it all music and let them know, like, hey, I kept it all music. With the Kendrick Lamar and Drake, I mean, of course, there's no way when it comes to Drake I'll be able to say I kept it all music. But at the end of the day, like, that was my intention. That's always been my intention. So it's your brother, your cousin, your uncle, your nephew, your friend, but I can't be your son, it's kinfolk, William Jewell, giving you my detail as I articulate. This is Articulating Rap, Rap, Rap.